Today's daf is Becharus daf Nun Hey. We left off on daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis. We read through the Mishnah and the first little piece of a Gemara after the Mishnah. This Mishnah, just to remind ourselves, discusses when there is a tziruf of different animals. You're only chayv maisa behema if you have at least 10 animals. If you have only 9 animals, you're not chayv maisa behema. What if you have 9 animals in the United States and 1 animal in Europe? So clearly that would also not be mitzvah for maisa behema. So the Mishnah was discussing the limitations of when we have a tziruf for maisa behema. So the Mishnah had said that it's kumelo regel behema roe. What does that mean in terms of numbers? So the Mishnah said tes zayin mil. If they're within 16 mil of each other, then they're still mitztarif for meiser behema. If they're more than that, they're not mitztarif. But then it was very strange because the Mishnah, after saying that 16 mil is the limit, said if they're 32 mil away from each other, then they're not mitztarif. Why do you have to say if they're 32 mil away from each other, not mitztarif? Even if they're 16 and a half mil away from each other, they wouldn't be mitztarif. And then the Mishnah had concluded by saying that if there was something, if they were 32 mil away from each other, but there were some animals in the middle, smack in between the two, so then you could mayviu ma'asun be'emtza, they could all combine and you could take one ma'aser behema for all of them. So says the Gemara, we're at the two dots, about 8 lines before the end of the page, hayu bein elu le'elu shalshim shnayim mil, in mitztarif, and if you have 32 mil in between them, then they're not mitztarif. So says Mar Shloshim Shaim Udain Mitzarfin Rabatu Mehachim Mitzarfin. It's only if it's 32 mil it's not Mitzarif, but sounds like if it were anything less than 32 mil, it would be Mitzarif. Vakatani Tazain Mil Tfelo, but the Mishnah just said in the last line that 16 mil is the upper limit of how far apart they could be from each other to be Mitzarif. Sounds like even a little more than 16 is no good. So answers the Gemara, really 16 is the shear. Mishum Dukabayil Mishnah Seifayil Be'emtza, maybe Masrin Be'emtza, wanted to come up with a case where they're very far apart from each other, but there's someone in the middle, there's some animals in the middle that could be mitztarif them, so the distance we work with is 32 mil, because then the one in the middle is 16 mil from each one. But enochinami, if two animals, or two sets of animals, I should say, are more than 16 mil apart from each other, and there's nothing in the middle to be mitztarif them, so that would be that would certainly mean that they are not mitztarif with each other. So vikama, now how many animals need to be in the middle? If you don't have 10 in any single location, you have some on one end, some on the other end, and some in the middle. How many, and the two extremes are more than 16 mil apart from each other. Let's say, for argument's sake, they're 32 mil apart from each other. How many do you need in each side and in the middle in order for them to all be mitzarif? So Gemara has a machlokas Amoraim about this. Amar Rav, chamish mikan, v'chamish mikan, v'chamish be'emtza. You need 5 on either side, in either extreme, and 5 in the middle. That's when it's going to be mitzarif. Why? Dehani chamish, chaz yelahacha, v'chaz yelahacha. Because the 5 in the middle, if you put it together with the ones to the, let's say, to the east, that will be enough to be mechayiv v'maiser behema, because 5 plus 5 is 10. You put it together with the ones in the west, it's also enough to be mechayiv v'maiser behema, because 5 plus 5 is 10. And that's why it's able to be mitzarif. If you look at Rashi, hey mikan vehei be'emtza mitztarfos umeviyon l'toch dir echad ma'asran. That's koveya, the chiyuv of meiser. You then bring him into one pen, you have a chiyuv to put him in one pen and take meiser from them. This is a very important point, that the idea that we're saying that if they're within a certain distance from each other, they're mitztarif, doesn't only mean that you're able to do meiser behemah from them. You're always able to. If you have animals in Europe, animals in America, if you put them all in one pen, now they're all in America, so of course you're able to do meiser behemah from them. The point is that it's koveya chiyuv, that if there you have animals that are under your ownership that were born this year that are within 16 mil from each other, that and there are 10 of them, that's koveya chiyuv of meiser behema. Now you have an absolute obligation to put them in a pen and do meiser behema. V'achamish hanosaros, Rashi says, bedir mitztarfos lugarin acher kishivoldu lo otla. And Rashi says, wait a second, numbers aren't going to work out over here. If you have 5 in the east, 5 in the west, 5 in the middle, so how many animals do you give for meiser behema? Meiser is 1 out of 10. You have 15 animals over here. So what do? So you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10th one is meiser behema. Then you got 5 left over. So he says, yeah, those 5 left over, you leave them around until another 5 are born, and then you see if they could combine with the next group. Let's say the one in the middle wasn't smack in the middle. The two extremes are 32 mil from each other, and the group in the middle was 15 mil from one side. side, 17 mil from the other side, then osana rechokos peturos lagamri. Then the ones that are 17 mil away on that extreme are completely pater, because they're not mitstaref with anything, and you don't have to wait until more animals are born in, because there was never a chiv that was kavua on those animals of maaser behema. So you could slaughter them, you could do whatever you want with those animals. That's fine, it was never kaveya, a chiyuv of Maaser Behemah. Rashi also points out that according to this shita of Rav, that we assume that the five in the middle combined with the ones on the extremes, that if you have five on one side, four on the other side, and five in the middle, the four are also not mitstarif to Maaser Behemah, and therefore those four would, even though they're within 16 mil, you do not have to wait for more animals to be born to see if maybe there's going to be a chiyuv of Maaser Behemah, because maybe you'll have another 10. There was never a chiyuv that was kavua on those four, so you would not have to do that at all. It's only when you have five and five and five that we say that the extra five, you have to wait on them and see if there's going to be a chiyuv of Maaser Behemah. But anyway, that was Rav Shita, that it's dafka if you have enough in the middle to be mitzarif with either side to create a chiv of Maaser Behemah, then we assume they're all in one grouping and they're all chayv in Maaser Behemah. But Shmuel says no. Shmuel amar afilu chamesh mikan vehe mikan ve'echad be'emtzai. Even if you have five on the two extremes, and the two extremes are more than 16 mil away from each other, and there's just one animal in the middle, that's enough to be mitzarif them. Chazin and l'ro k'man dekoi hachav akarin be'mona. We view it, if there's one animal in the middle, we view it as if that's where the shepherd is. And remember, this shear was not some magical shear of Tazayin Mil. It was based on where we assume a shepherd could still keep an eye on his flock. We assume he could keep an eye up until 16 mil away. So if there's one animal in the middle, the shepherd, we assume, will at some point have to be in the middle, and therefore we view it as if he's there keeping an eye on the flocks at both extremes, on both sides, that are within 16 mil of where he is, and that's why those animals on the extremes are mitzarif. But you don't need five in the middle. You don't need enough in the middle to be mitzarif with each extreme. You just need the shepherd to be in the middle, where he's going to be able something to bring the shepherd to the middle that would make him look after both sides. So frak the Gemara meisvei hayulo chamish bekfar Chananya v'chamish bekfar Osani ein mitzarfos ad shehelo achas b'tzipori. But it says that if you have five in one place and five in another place, so they're not mitzarif because they're more than 16 mil apart from each other, unless you have one in the middle. This sounds very much like Shmuel to Yufta de Rav, and against Rav. Rav said you need five in the middle in order for it to be mitzarif. One in the middle would not suffice. So it says Gemara Tirgum with Shmuel Aliba de Rav. So Shmuel tries to answer up for Rav. Shmuel, this, even though Shmuel disagrees with Rav, he's got to be intellectually honest, and he says, you know what? This isn't such a kasha on Rav. Rav could defend himself over here. Go and show you Teshem Mikan v'Teshem Mikan v'Achas b'Emtza. Maybe the case where there's only one in the middle is when there are nine on each extreme. Rav, there's no magic number five that Rav requires that there has to be dafka five in the middle. It's just that Rav required that the amount of animals in the middle would be mitzarif with either side on its own to create a chiyuv Maaser Behemah. So if you have nine on the extremes and one in the middle, that also would be mitzarif with either side to create a din of Maaser Behemah, a chiyuv Maaser Behemah. So maybe that's the case where Rav says echad be'emtza is enough. It doesn't really fit the words. We said chamesh b'kfar Chananya, chamesh b'kfar Itoni. But anyway, he would say that maybe that's a typo or something, that that's not the way to read it. Da'hi chazi l'hacha v'chazi l'hacha, the one in the middle, if there are nine on both extremes, is roy to be mitztarif with either one. Amrav Papa Ulushmuel, and according to Shmuel, that you only need one in the middle. It's not really a din in the animal being mitzarif, right? Shmuel holds it's not that the one animal in the middle is mitzarif with either side, really. It's that we assume the animal brings the roa there, and the roa is what creates the tziruf. The fact that a shepherd is able to look after both sides, a very fundamentally different din, according to Rav, than it is according to Shmuel. According to Rav, the middle has to be able to be mitzarif the extremes, mitzarif with the extremes to create a chiv maaser behemah. Shmuel says no, the middle isn't mitzarif with anything. The middle is just the roa. And as long as he can see both sides, so that's what creates a tziruf. So the Gemara of Rav Papa makes the ha'ara that according to Shmuel, afilu roa mitzarfen. You don't need any animals in the middle. You just need the roa in the middle. Afilu kelev shel roa mitzarfen. Not only that, You only need something that's going to draw the roa, like his kalim. He's going to have to go pick up his kalim. So that's going to be mitzarif. You don't even need an animal or the roa himself to actually be there. So by Rav Ash says, okay, how far do we take this line of reasoning? Kalba de roa mai. What about the dog of the roa? Do we assume that's also mitzarif because the roa is going to have to come get his dog? Kiven de kari leva asi lo mitzarfi. So should we say that since a dog is different than kalim, in that all the roa has to do is say, here, doggy, doggy, and his dog is going to come to him, so maybe it's not going to be mitzarif? Or maybe no, maybe sometimes the dog doesn't come. He'll call and the dog won't come. He's going to have to go pick up the dog. Dog's being stubborn. Dog knows that if he comes inside, it means he's gonna have to be locked upstairs or something and go to sleep or whatever. So the dog is being petulant and he wants to stay where he is. So he's gonna have to go get the dog. So therefore, maybe that's gonna be enough to make it that it is mitzarif. Says Marateku. We're not sure if the dog counts, but his kalim according to Shmuel counts. The roa himself certainly according to Shmuel counts. Then the Mishnah had concluded with one last line that Rabbi Meir Omer, Hayardin Mafsik L'Maiser Behem. The Rabbi Meir holds that if the Yardin is in between the five animals on one side and five animals on the other side, they're not mitzarei for Maiser Behem. The Yardin creates a hefsek. They're considered to be in two different locations. There's no tzira for Maiser Behem. So says Gemara Rabbi Ami, Lo Shanu El She'in Shom Gesher. That's only if there's no bridge that crosses over the Yardin. Avli Yeshem Gesher. Gesher Mitzafram, if there's a bridge that makes it easily accessible, so then certainly that would be mitzarif even on other sides of the Yardin. Which makes it sound like the issue with the Yardin is simply that it's not close. That on one side of the Yardin to the other side of the Yardin is very difficult to get to, and that's why they're not mitzarif, because they're not close to each other. And the Gesher, the bridge, makes it closer. A bridge makes things a lot more accessible. I think they say that Rav Aaron Cutler used to say that had he known that they were going to build the Verrazano Bridge, he would have built Lakewood even further out. That the bridge made it too accessible to Brooklyn and to the New York area. So Meisvei, but wait a second, we have a brisa or something that says that if you have animals on both sides of the Yardin, you know, have five animals on either side, or you have animals in two different provinces, meaning let's say two different townships, kigon shel Namar v'Nimori, like Namar and Nimori, you have in Valley Stream and Woodmere, ain mitzarfin, they're not mitzarif. Ve'ain sarich lomar chutz laretz va'aretz, and certainly if you have some animals in chutz laretz, some animals in Eretz Yisrael, that's certainly not mitzarif. Now wait a second, how far is it from chutz laretz to Eretz Yisrael? Well, at certain points, it's one step from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael. There's a border. So, v'chutz L'Aretz v'aretz k'makom she'yesh gesher dami, that's certainly like a place that has a bridge. They're certainly accessible to each other, easy to get from one place to the other. V'katani lo mitzarfin, and yet it says it's not mitzarif. So it makes it sound like the din of Yardin is not really a din in how accessible one place is to the other, how close they are to each other. Sounds like there's something about borders, that over international borders, or even intercity borders, that's going to create a boundary that's not mitzari for Meiser Behema. So Ella Amr Abchia Baraba Amr Rabbi Yochanan Hainu Taimi de Rav Meir. The reason that Rav Meir holds that on two different sides of the Yardin they're not mitzarif is based on the following. It's not based on how close they are to each other, but rather the Amar Kra, because the pasuk says Vayardin Nigbolo Sol Lefas Kedma Hakasava Sa'u Gvul Bifnei Atzmo. The Torah considers it a gvul. So if it's a gavul, it doesn't make a difference. Bridge, no bridge, it's a gavul, it's a border. And as a border, it's going to be break up, it's going to be mafsik between animals on either side of the border. So says the Gemara, wait a second. So anytime the Torah tells us there's something called a gavul, that by definition is going to break up the tziruf for Meiser Behema, if you're going to say it like that, v'sa'er ha'gvul v'nasav l'fas yam v'ola ha'gvul, Pasuk goes on to say, so we talk about gvulim of different shvatim, that shvatim have borders also. Now the shvatim's borders could be drawn in the most unusual of places. We know the Mizbeach itself had to be missing a yesod on one side, because it all had to be in a single shevet's holdings, right in the middle of the Mikdash. You have the border of different shvatim. So achinami ha'kasav ha'sol gvul b'fnei atzmo. So really, you want to say such a din by Meiser Behema, that if I have some of my animals
And let's say the holding of Shevet done, and some of my animals are holding some other Shevet. So that's going to mean that they're not mitzdarif with each other, because the Torah gives it a shame. Gvul, is that what you're going to say? By the Nachlas HaShvatim, that each one is a Gvul b'fnei atzma, they're not going to be mitzdarif, even if they're within 16 mil of each other? If that were the case, then why would you say Chutz La'aretz Va'aretz? Why would you say that only if it's from Chutz La'aretz Eretz Yisrael, they're not mitzdarif? You can tell me a bigger chiddush. Tell me, even within Eretz Yisrael, from one Shevet to another Shevet, they're not mitzdarif, even within 16 mil. Says Gemara, Shaini Hasam Damakra, Zosti Alechem Haaretz Legvuloseha Saviv. And we darshan, that means, Kula Eretz Yisrael, Gvul Echadhi. That all of Eretz Yisrael is considered a single Gvul. Wherever you are in Eretz Yisrael, is considered a single Gvul. So, Frek the Gemara, really, if that's the case, Ihachi Yardein Nami. Yardein is also part of Eretz Yisrael. So why do we say that the Yardein is mafsik? That shouldn't be all of Eretz Yisrael. Should be considered one gvul. Says Gemara, Eretz v'lo Yardein. No, the land mass of Eretz Yisrael is considered a single gvul, but the Yardein is different. So Bishlam and Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. So I understand very well, according to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, who understands that the logic for Rabbi Meir is not about distance. It's that Yardein, by definition, is given a status of gvul. Now I understand why you dafka picked the Yardein of all of the possible waterways to pick, because the Torah calls it a gvul. El Rabbi Ami, but according to Rabbi Ami, that it's really just about the fact that when you're going over a waterway, it's impossible to get from one place to another. So if there's no bridge, they're not going to be the waterway is going to be mafsik between them. So why do you have to say Yardein? Listeninu l'kula naharos. Say any river. It doesn't have to dafka be Yardein. So says Gemara Kasha, that's taka, a very difficult problem. Why according to Rabbi Ami, does Rabbi Meir Dafka give the example of Yardein? Now, in the Sefer Yad David, he writes, from the Lashon of the Gemara over here, it's Muchach, that the Eivar Yardein is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Because if it's not part of Eretz Yisrael, why would the Gemara say, Ve'ein Tzorech Lomer Chutz La'aretz Va'aretz? Meaning it already said that if you have a part on one side of the Yardein, part on the other side of the Yardein, it's not Mitztarev. And obviously, if you have some Chutz La'aretz, some in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Mitztarev. If Eivar Yardein and Eretz Yisrael are like Chutz La'aretz Va'aretz, so what's the V'ein Tzorech Lomar? What's the additional Chiddush if Eivar Yardein is really considered like Chutz La'aretz? Furthermore, Chutz La'aretz Va'aretz is a greater Chiddush than Eivar Yardein Eretz Yisrael, because Chutz La'aretz and Aretz, you could say that maybe they would be Mitztarev, because there's no river being Mafsik Beinehem. Eivar Yardein is both. It's a physical boundary, plus it's Chutz La'aretz and Aretz. So it must be, he says, that Eivar Yardein has a din of Eretz Yisrael. He quotes from the Ran in Maseches Nedarim. The Ran in Nedarim writes that Eivar Yardein was not Niskadesh for bringing the Korban Omer, and for certain other dinim of Eretz Yisrael, for certain other dinim of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But it sounds like, still, the Ran sounds like, it's not Chutz La'aretz Gomor, it's just that there are certain elements, certain dinim that are Eretz Yisrael related, that Eivar Yardein would not have. But in regards to many other dinim of Eretz Yisrael, Eivar Yardin will have a din of Eretz Yisrael. The Tashbetz has a Chuvan Chelek Gimel Sim Kuf Tzadiches, where he discusses Eivar Yardin and its exact status at great length, and he says even though our Gemara is going to quote a Machlokas Tanaim that L'chora is disagreeing whether Eivar Yardin is Eretz Yisrael or not, and in Yerushalmi and Chala also there seems to be Machlokas whether the Yardin is considered Chutz Laretz or Gvul B'fnei Atzmo, sounds like so it makes it sound like it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. That's only in regards to Chovas Karka of Eivar Yardein. But I'm sorry, that is not in regards to Chovas Karka of Eivar Yardein, says the Tashbetz. That's only in terms of explaining the pasuk Yatem over Mesa Yardein Artsa Kanaan that it says by Ari Miklat. So the Machlokas is Shaykh Dafka by Nir Miklat, but in regards to Chovas Karka, everyone's moda that the din that it has a din of Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Tashbetz wants to say that every Yardin for sure would have a din of Eretz Yisrael. So let's see. The Gemara says Kitanai. Maybe this is really the subject of Machlokas Tanai, meaning whether the Yardin is considered Eretz Kanan, is considered Eretz Yisrael, and therefore not Mafsik or not, or it's not considered like Eretz Yisrael, is actually Machlokas Tanaim. Kiatem over Mesa Yardin Artsa Kanan. Says you'll pass the Yardein and go into Eretz Kanaan. Artsa Kanaan, Artsa Eretz Canaan, v'lo ha-yardain Eretz Canaan. Sounds like Arza is Eretz Canaan. When you're on the other side on land, that's Eretz Canaan, but the Yardain itself is not Eretz Canaan. Div Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira sheet. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Harei Omer, me'ever li-yardain yirecho, kedma mizracha. Ma Yericho Eretz Canaan, af Yardain Eretz Canaan, that we compare it to Yericho. So just like Yericho is Eretz Canaan, the Yardain would also be Eretz Canaan. So that's Machlokas. Is the Yardain considered to be Eretz Canaan, or is it not considered to be Eretz Canaan? Amar Rav Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Yardain Ela Mibeis Yericho Lamata. The Yardain is only that part of the water that flows from Yericho and below. It is not anywhere, any of that same waterway that's above Yericho is not considered part of the Yardain, because it's mixed together, Rashi points out, B'yamim Gedolim. It's still mixed together with the other larger waterways, so it's not Koveya Shem Yardain on that area. L'may Hilchasa, L'may Nafkamina, which part is called Yardain? What if you're a map maker and you're drawing a map, you have to know what you're going to call Yardain and what you're not. What's a nafkamina la'alacha? So if you want to say nafkamina la'alacha, is if you take a neder, then you're not going to get hana from the Yardain, so you need to know exactly where you're not allowed to get hana from. By nedarim, it's very simple. You just follow the way people generally speak. What do people generally refer to as Yardain? Because by nedarim, we always follow lashem ne'adam. There's no technical definitions that we need to follow by nedarim. It's whatever the guy meant. It's whatever was in his mind. So we follow what normal people normally call the Yardain. Anywhere that they would call a place Yardain, that becomes Aser to him. So it can't be that that's the Nafkamina. Must be the Nafkamina is to know what's called Yardain is in regards to Meiser Behema. That we know that the Yardain is Mafsik for Meiser Behema, but only the part that's actually called Yardain is Mafsik for Meiser Behema. Tanya Nam Yachav, you have a Bryce that supports this. Yardain Yotzi Mima'aris Pamyas. Yardain comes out from the cave of Pamyas. Umahalich Biyamal Shal Sivachi, Biyamal Shal Tveria, Biyamal Shal Sodom. And it goes through these different seas of Sivachi and Tveria and Sodom. Vaholich Vinoch fell the Yama Gadol, and then it falls into the Yama Gadol. Not exactly clear geographically what the Gemara is describing over here, how it goes into the Yama Gadol, whatever it is. But it's only Yardain from Yericho and below. Above that point, it's not called Yardain. Why is it called Yardain? What's the etymology of the word Yardain? So the Gemara says, Shiyorid Midan. It comes out from a place called Dan. That's why it's called Yardain. So says the Gemara, Amar Leh Rav Abba Leh Rav Ashi, Atun Mehasam Asnisula, Ano Mehacham Asnisula. You learn it from there, we learn it from the following. Ve'yikru lo l'leshem Dan b'shem Dan Avihem, that it's named after Dan, the Shevet. That's what it's, Ve'omer Rabbi Yitzchak, l'leshem Zupamyas, that l'leshem is Pamyas. So we see that in that area, it comes from, that's what we said, the Yardin comes from that area, from Pamyas. V'tanyi Yotzi Yardin Mimaris Pamyas, the Yardin comes out from the cave of Pamyas. That's how we know that the Yardain comes from that general vicinity, that it comes from the area of Dan. Amar Rav Kana, Zachruse Diardena Mimaris Pamyas, the source of the Yardain. When we refer to Zachrus over here, it's the source of the Yardain is from the cave of Pamyas. Hecha da Amar Lo Shasina Mayim Mimaris Pamyas, Itzale B'Kuli Yardena. And therefore, if a person says, I will not drink water from the cave of Pamyas, he's not allowed to drink from the Yardain at all, because the entire Yardain is sourced in Ma'aris Pamyas. Zachrusa, once we're on the topic of the source of things, Zachrusa D'dama Kveda, the source of all blood is the liver. Because Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Kavit Shenimach, Mitame B'Ravius. If you have a liver that melts or that disintegrates, it's Mitame B'Ravius. What else is Mitame B'Ravius? Dam is Mitame B'Ravius. It's obviously, it doesn't have a din of Basar, Basar would be Kazayis. So this obviously, it's Mitame B'Ravius, must have a din of Dam. And the Chuvus Kochav Miyakov, he quotes that the Shoal wanted to say that there's no Isra of Eivor Menachai on a liver. If you take a liver out of a live animal, that wouldn't be an Isra of Eivor Menachai, because there is a Gemara in Masech Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tesam Aleph where it says that Dam Menachai, there's no Isra of Eivor Menachai. So our Gemara says that a liver has a din of Dam, so there's no Isra of Eivor Menachai and Dam Menachai, there should be no Isra of Eivor Menachai on the liver also. However, the Koch of Yaakov proves from a Gemara in Chulin that it's incorrect based on Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel. In the Tshuvas Dov Misharim, he tries to figure out if you have a taroves of kaved vidam, is that considered min b'mino or min b'she'ino mino? If you have a mixture of liver and blood, is that the same thing or is that two separate things? So he says it seems that it's min b'she'ino mino. Our sugya sounds like the source of all blood is the liver, that it should be min b'mino. And also he says there's a Gemara in Maseches Chulin that we may recall in Daf Kuftes in Maseches Chulin, where the Gemara says that the Torah, remember the Gemara says that there are certain things that the Torah asers, but the Torah never wants us to lose out on the excitement of various hanos of this world. So whatever the Torah asers, it gives us something, gives a little back. It gives us something mutter that has that same sensation, that same feeling that with something mutter. So one of the things the Gemara said over there is that the Torah asered dam, but it gave us kaved, it gave us liver. It told us we're allowed to have liver. So it sounds like that it's the same min, it's min bimino. But he said, no, maybe the Gemara is just saying that they're similar to each other, but not that they're mamish min echot. So maybe it's not really a din of min bimino. Zachrusa de Maya Paras. The source of all water in this world is Paras. Damra Vidam Rav Hanoder Mimemi Paras. Also called Meme Shabolim. If a person takes a neder that he's not going to get enough from the Meme Paras, so he's Asr in all the waters in the world, because all of it comes from there. The Rambam writes, Hanoder Min Amayim, the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Tes Halach Yirches, very interesting, writes, someone takes a neder from Mayim that comes from a certain Mayan, it's Asr to have water from any of the waterways that are yonek from that Mayan. Any waterway that's yonek that draws from that spring is going to be asr when you take the neder not to enjoy from that spring. And basically, very exactly what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says all the water in the world comes from Paras, so Mele, if you take a neder you're not going to get from Paras, you're not allowed to have any of the waters in the world. Very clear-cut, straightforward Rambam, no tricks, nothing fancy. Paskening basically what the Gemara says. Says the Ravid, this din can be found at the end of Maseches Bechoros, where the Gemara learns about being noder from Mayan. So Kesef Mishnah says, you know, in all of Rambam, the Rambam quotes, Rambam says halacha after halacha without giving a source for it. And some of these Rambams are so schwer to find where the source is, it's not a Gemara anywhere, it's a Sifra, it's a this, a that. So difficult to find the sources of the Rambam. Here is where the Ravid thought that this is where he needs to give us what the source of the Rambam is. That's not what the Ravid does. The Ravid's always masig on the Rambam. He argues over here. He has to tell us here where the source is. This is one of the easy ones. This is directly out of the Gemara. Very, very unusual Ravid to comment on the Rambam in that way. Okay, Hechidami Ilema da Amar Losha. So what was the case of this neder where you say you're not going to enjoy from Paras and therefore you're not allowed to enjoy any water in the world? Ilema da Amar Losha Sinami Meme Paras. If he says he's not going to drink from the waters of Paras, so Me Paras Udal Shasina Aminahara Achrina Shasina. Sounds like only the water that's actually contained in Paras he's not allowed to drink, but other waterways he is. Ela da Amar Losha Sinami Mayim da Asumi Paras. It must be that he said he's not going to drink from water that comes from Paras. Damar Vidam Rav, Kalan Aharos. The Mata Mishalosh Naharos. All rivers are below the three big ones. The Gimel Naharos, Lamatim Paras. And all the three big ones are below Paras. So they all emanate from that place. The Shulchan Aruch in Or Chaim Sim Reish Chav Ches Sif Aleph and Beis says that if a person sees Yamim Unaharos, he should make a bracha of Osamaisa Bereshis, but not on every Nahar, only on the four that are written in the Pasuk, which are Pishon, Gichon, Chidekel, and Paras. And that's only if you see them in a place where they haven't been altered by human hands, where they haven't been redirected based on human input. So the Magen Avram, commenting on that halach and Shulchan Aruch, quotes a Mordechai that says, Kimo Gichon Upishon Chidekel Uparas, where the Mordechai identifies those four. But he doesn't just identify them, he says, you see rivers like these four. It's very different. Shulchan Aruch says, it only applies to these four. The Mordechai says, it's any river mentioned in Tanakh like these four are mentioned in Tanakh. Problem is, aside from these four, there's no other rivers mentioned in the Pasuk. So what's the Mordechai talking about? Kimo. These are the only four. And furthermore, why don't we make a bracha on other rivers? Why not? Why is it Dafka these four? So says Magen Avram, it's near a Pashri, says, what the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Abu Dram, that only on rivers that are very different, that are very impressive, like paras, chidekel, only then would you make such a bracha. Really, though, this bracha is not limited to these four. This bracha is in anything that's really a major river. But we dafka pick these four because they're mishunos, they're nikaras, it's very clear that the gadlus habore is evident in these waterways, but it's lav dafka, the four that are mentioned in the pasuk. Torah Tumim points out that based on the Gemara over here, where we say that these four rivers are fundamentally different than every river, it may not be about what's impressive. Torah Tumim says, I don't agree with that Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, based on really any waterway that impresses you, make all some nice embraces. Torah Tumim says, no, there's something special about these four. It's not just that they're impressive, it's that these are the sources of all the water in the world. So it could be that we dafka say these four. Not you see the Mississippi and you're impressed, but it's not the source of all the water in the world. It could be that it's only such a waterway that's actually the source of all the water in the world that would actually take on this status. Okay, so frak the Gemara v'ha'ika insa de medallion. Isn't there the ayin, the eye of medallion, which are come from higher places, from high mountains, and it's higher than Paras? So how could you say that Paras is where all the water in the world comes from? It's the highest spot. No, it's not. There are mountains that are higher than Paras that have water flowing down them. Some Rav Sharshe, Ahanu Sulmi de Paras Ninu. Those are what we call the ladders of Paras, because Paras, we assume, underground somehow manages to go up and flow down that mountain. So even though it doesn't seem geographically that it's possible, but it is. It all comes from Paras. Vaksiv anar arvi hu Paras. But doesn't Pasuk say the nar arvi is Paras? Sounds like it's just like one of the four, but not that it's above the others. That's the Paras that was mentioned earlier, the Nar that's Yotze Me Eden, that the three emanate from it. So it is special, it is different. Tanya Remeir Omer, Yuval Shemo, its real name is Yuval. Shenemar Vaya Keit Shasol Almayim Val Yuval Yishlach Shroshav. V'lominik Rishmo Paras, why would we call it Paras if the real name of the river is Yuval? Shememav Parim V'rabim. Because the water just continues to multiply. The water just gets bigger and bigger and bigger in order to give water to the entire world. The water, the river, is from underground springs that it continues to multiply and to have more and more water. But it's against Rav. That Rav says, no, it's not from underground springs, it comes from rainwater. And he says, the Rav says that if you really want to know how the rain is doing in Eretz Yisrael, you want to know how much kavani you should have, mashavurach merad geshem, you want to know how what the rain situation is in Eretz Yisrael, you know, you can't go on the internet and find out, so you should, because they already asked for the internet in Bavel. So when you're in Bavel, you should just look at Paras. Look at the river and see if it's overflowing. Then you know it must be raining. It must be raining in Eretz Yisrael. That's the way to tell. Avud Shmuel avudu lebenase mikvah biyomi Nisan. Avud Shmuel made for his daughters a mikvah in the days of Nisan. Umafzi biyomi Tishrei. But in Tishrei, he didn't have to build a mikvah. They were able to go in the river, and he would just make them mats to use in the river. So mikvah biyomi Nisan, why would he have to build them a separate mikvah in the days of Nisan? Why can't they just use the river? So Savalak Rav, Dam Rav Amiyam Rav, Mitra b'marav, Asadir Rav Paras. Because he feels like Rav, that when the river gets high in the days of Nisan, it's because there's a lot of rain water. And Shemi Yirbu Notan Al Zochum, we're afraid that the rainwater is going to outnumber the water that's flowing naturally. Favlu Megisham Ruba, so the Megisham is going to be the rove. Now Megisham is fine for a mikvah if it's standing still. When you have flowing waters, Megishamim that flows is not good for a mikvah. So this is a river that's flowing. So the only way a river that's flowing is going to be a valid mikvah is if it's natural waters. So that's why Shmuel saw that during Nisan, the majority of the water in the river was actually rainwater that is just flowing down the river. And he said that's no good, so he had to build separate mikvahos for his daughters. But umafzi biyomi Tishrei, and during Tishrei he would let them go in the river and he would just make mats for them. Why would he make mats for them? What's the function of the mats? So Rashi says because the ground of the river was very muddy. So if they would go into the river to Tovel, their feet would get full of mud, and that would be chatzitza in the tvila. So in order that it shouldn't be chatzitza in the tvila, he made mats that they could stand on the mats where it wouldn't be chatzitza. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that's not the point. Rabbeinu Tam over here in Tosfos Dibur Maskil Mafti, Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish Mafti Mishum Tznius. No, he made mats to create a sense of tznius, that they should put up screens so that other people wouldn't see them. Shanaros Ketanim be made Tishrei Parosu Mafsim Shlo Yirul Son Kedeshal Tamarana Litvul Mepnei Aboshes Vlo Tavlu Shapir. Very interesting. I would think that tznius in its own right is an important maila. He says no. The reason they needed tznius is because he was afraid that if they would be embarrassed, they would try to rush their tevila, and if they're trying to rush their tevila, they're not going to do proper tevila. They're not going to make sure that they're tovel properly. So in order to make sure that the tevila was done properly, he had to make sure that it was as comfortable a situation as possible. That's a big maila. It's a big lesson for Dori Doros, that mikvahs should always be built in a way that it's as comfortable a situation as possible in order to encourage people to use the mikvah, and when using the mikvah, to encourage people to use it properly and to make sure that the tefillah is going properly. But this is a machlok. It seems that it's a machlok of Shmuel against Shmuel himself. It seems that it's a stira of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel ain amayim natar bezochlin el paras biyomay Tishrei. That Shmuel holds that paras during the days of Tishrei is mitar bezochlin, is with flowing waters. So it's waters were parin v'ravin, that it was that it had a lot of water at that time. So it sounds like the rivers were from Megishamim, they were becoming overflowed. And yet before he said that it's Mikipe Mivrach, that Shmuel is one that said that Paras was naturally from its natural underground springs that it got all of its water, not from all the rain. So that's Stira and Shmuel. Okay, so that's the Gemara just leaves it at that. There is an interesting Tosfos over here, just to make mention of before I run, I gotta get to Yeshiva, but an interesting Tosfos discusses where exactly the location of Gan Eden is. Can you derive from our Gemara in Dibur Maskil Mitra B'Marava Sad Rabba Paras that when it rains in Eretz Yisrael in the west, so that's a great sign. The greatest sign to know that it's raining is look at the river Paras. So he says, sounds like Paras flows from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Good. So it sounds like since it comes from Gan Eden initially, which the Gan Eden must be toward the west, because Bavel is northeast of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why Bnei Bavel called Bnei Eretz Yisrael Bnei Ma'arava. Ma'arava is the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So Bavel is if it's northeast of Eretz Yisrael, and the rivers flowing from the Paras River is flowing from Eretz Yisrael, must emanate to the west of it, must emanate from a place that's west of Eretz Yisrael, because that's the general direction that it's coming in. But then he quotes that it doesn't seem that way in Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Pei Dalet, in the fifth paragraph of Bava Basra, Namocheres Hasfina, sounds like the Gan Eden is on the Mizrach of the world. So he tries to figure out exactly where the location of Gan Eden is. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis.